The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
710 AM and 105.7 FM, The Word, welcome you to Pastor with our host, Pastor Lance Hahn of Bridgeway Christian Church, as he talks heart-to-heart with pastors and ministry leaders. Learn what God is doing in our churches and communities, testimonies, areas of challenge, opportunity, transformation, and the exciting hope that we have in Jesus Christ. Now, here's Pastor Lance with today's guest.
Well, welcome, my friends, to the program. I have a chance to be with one of my best buddies. I am here with Pastor Francis Anfuso, who, in my opinion, is a pastor for the entire region. Pastor Francis, welcome to the program.
Oh, it's great to be with you, my friend. I love you dearly.
Man, so, I mean, you've obviously hosted this, and I've hosted this, and whenever I go on vacation, you end up covering.
That's awesome.
We all appreciate you here, and you're so precious to me. We have an assignment today, right? There's something specific that we're going to be talking about today, and it has to do with chaplaincy, and that there's a brand new, I guess, other iteration. Is 29? I mean, they've done 29 of these, something like that?
29 of the classes over 13 years.
Yeah, wow. I mean, it's been such a long time, trained up so many men and women, done such a significant movement here, but we have a brand new class coming up that's about training regional chaplains. But I want to kind of begin with the idea that not all our listeners are familiar with the whole principle and process of chaplaincy, because to be honest, I think that a lot of us, before I ever got involved in it through the ministry side of things, I assumed all chaplains were paid, they were on staff somewhere, and then I found out that's a largely volunteer effort. Can you share a little bit just the heart of chaplaincy?
Sure. You know, the Bible talks about that God wants ministers to equip others for the work of the ministry. And obviously we have people who are called clergy, who are pastors, who have that function day to day. Then there are other people who have a heart and a desire and some time and a capacity. They have a great bedside manner. They have a great compassion. They have a great counseling insight, not like a psychologist or psychiatrist, but they're able to listen to someone and empathize and then pray with them. And so these folks then become chaplains. And I really think this is perhaps one of the greatest opportunities that people have to minister, meaning you don't have to leave your full-time job. You can be able to keep what you have and yet spend a few minutes maybe every week or a few days off and on, a month, focusing on those people who are in need. And so yet there's some training that's required from people who are very knowledgeable, who have been doing this for years. They've actually trained 1,800 people, and I have known chaplain Mark O'Sullivan for many years, an incredibly gifted guy. He actually was a chaplain for the FBI for many years and has now been functioning as the leader of this for 13 years. And so they function in many areas that they train you in. It's a four hours training over 8 weeks, and then there's a graduation. And they train you in a number of areas, which is like victim assistance, emergency response, domestic violence, substance abuse, bereavement, you know, for someone who has passed away, coroner process. Obviously, if someone has died and you're waiting for the coroner, how to do all that, suicide ideology, mandated reporting, which means if you hear different things, you're responsible in some way to share that, and then compassion fatigue. And so that's an overview of it. They basically cover anything you might face within your capacity. I know that I've been involved in most of these areas in my own life as a pastor, and to have someone who's potentially on call. Even the last week, I visited two people in the hospital. Ironically, I'm retired, whatever that means. And
it means you're more busy. That's what I found out.
It means I don't get paid.
There you go.
For doing anything I do. It's free, which is great. But I'm still responding to the Holy Spirit. If you have that call, if you have that burden, then coming up April 4th, it's starting for 8 weeks. You'd have to register in advance. But just contemplate that. Would I like to be a chaplain? Would I want to go through the training from people who would really get me ready to do that? And would I like to plug into that dimension of ministry? Perhaps maybe you even thought I wanted to be a pastor or a missionary, and that never worked out, yet I have the heart for it. This could be a great fit.
Yeah, and I think that for those of us that are just listening, driving in our cars, and we're thinking, well, I don't know, that sounds really official. Here's the truth. If you have a heart to be with people in their time of need, which mm-hmm. is really interesting because I just think that God sometimes just builds certain designs into people that they say, you're hurting makes me want to be near you.
Yeah.
Some people, they run away from difficulty. I would just say, listen, there's three things that you primarily need for this. Number one, a heart of compassion.
Yeah.
If you really love people and you go, you know what, I don't like seeing anyone hurt alone. You can't stop their hurt, but you can be with them in their hurt. The second thing, I think that the skills, and this is a skill, of listening, being able
Big
to
time.
Listen
yeah.
well, mm-hmm. because a lot of times people say, well, if I'm going to get into some type of formalized ministry, I have to be able to say everything right. Mm-hmm. I'm going to suggest to you that when you are walking with someone in difficulty, you can't say the right things to fix it.
Yeah.
And usually it's never what you say. It's your presence.
Yeah.
And the third thing I would say is that when you're a chaplain, it's valuable to know information to help them in a process.
Yeah.
Oh, what do I do next? This training program allows you to be equipped with that third piece, which is information. You got to, you know, for example, you read off this long list of saying, well, when things go down, let's say there's a loss in the family. The family is not trained to what to do next.
Yeah.
And they're looking, who is a clear head? Because I'm way too emotionally involved. Mm-hmm. Who is a clear head that would come into our lives? And a lot of us, unfortunately, in modern day, with kind of some challenges to community, we don't all have someone that is that person in our family lives. And so we need the church and the believers to step into that role and say, I'll be here with you. And so my encouragement to all of you that are listening, listen, if this is something that really resonates in your heart, I would love for you to reach out to Chaplain Marco Sullivan.
Yeah.
He is an extraordinary man. He is a man that has tremendous respect in our church. So this go round, and for a number of these last few classes, we've actually had them at the church that I serve at, which is Bridgeway Christian Church.
Amazing, yeah.
It's out in Roseville. And so if you think, well, where would I go to the training? 8150 Industrial Avenue.
Wow.
You would be out there in Roseville, and it's a four-hour training a night. But it's 8 weeks, and then there's a separate graduation ceremony where everyone that you care about gets a chance to come around and say, you know what, we're really proud of you.
Yeah.
We're so thankful for you. But if you want to kind of look up more information, or you want to ask or register or contact, you can always go email Chaplain Marco Sullivan at educationalmin.com. That's educationalmin@gmail.com. Or you could also reach out and find a way to contact through him at the telephone number that will be available on that email. He'll get back to you. Once again, the date of the class is April 4th. It's going to be at Bridgeway Christian Church. It's an 8-week process with a graduation, and it's for 4 hours a night. Last thing to know on that for details, and we'll hit these a little bit later in the program, but that is, it costs $90. Per person. So you just think through that process. It is incredibly, for the training you receive, it's pennies on the hour. But I don't think I've ever invested into anything for ministry or for the Lord or for his people that I have ever regretted.
Yeah.
So I want to talk for a moment about, and you touched on it briefly, but a little bit about how you got involved in this and why it resonates with you. You are already doing ministry. You're already pouring your heart out. Why did the chaplain thing happen to grab you?
You know, we're all wired differently. I'm the kind of guy that when an ambulance goes by, even the last few days, there's been a number of them, I get emotional. It affects me all of a sudden, you know, especially when you're in an environment where people are responding to the sirens, to the lights, and they're pulling over. I mean, it's an atmosphere where a whole community is stopping, and there's reverence there. And I, even now, just talking about it, it makes me emotional. And you begin to pray, depending where you are. I happen to be in places that were residential areas, so they're turning into homes. You know, they're going to a house. Someone is in crisis.
Yes.
Someone's in trouble. And so if you have the heart of compassion where you go, I feel it, and maybe you are in a church family where you are known in some way as a leader or someone who has some level of maybe a home group leader, and your pastor you think would have maybe a measure of confidence in you, you could even share with him about this. Most pastors in the region are aware of it. They receive a letter from me every year, and so they already heard of it. But maybe you could say, I heard about this chaplaincy program. You know, I'm doing some things for the church already, but would it be okay if I got that training? And then if you had needs and you wanted me to visit someone, I could do that. Man, I'm telling you, I know people right now who I've used over the years, who I've needed, and I said, hey, could you contact them, et cetera. And that's, this may be something. Whatever age you are, so I'm 75 last week, so I'm still visiting people. I'm still loving people. Don't disqualify. You're not too young or too old. You may be the right person to be there for someone in need.
Amen. Amen. I'm a... as you are, I have tremendous respect for first responders. I always have. I have tremendous respect for anyone that sacrifices themselves for the sake of another, whether that is in one capacity or another. And in our area, when we think of first responders, we think a lot about law enforcement. We think a lot about fire. We think a lot about EMTs, paramedics, things like that. That what you realize is for their everyday, it's your almost once-in-a-lifetime crisis,
yeah.
Right? So you're at your most sensitive.
Yeah.
They come in, and I there's that feeling that when something goes down bad and you call 911 and they say, we dispatched and we're on our way, that feeling that someone's coming that knows more than you do and can think clearly brings a peace upon you. So if you're listening to this and you too have a heart and say, man, I wish, you know, maybe if I think about it, I wish I was a first responder. This is a first responder for volunteer.
It
and it's for, I think it's the most beautiful place for believers to serve, because once again, you don't end up going through the fire academy or the police academy.
Right.
You come in and you get trained and you say, I actually want to be there for heart rescue.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Go ahead.
You know, I want to give a disclaimer. I remember I was at a Billy Graham conference in 1983 in Amsterdam for 5,000 evangelists from around the world. And we asked him a question, are you ever nervous? And his response was, I'm always nervous, or I'm nervous if I'm not nervous. And that's really how I felt. I visited, you know, I visited a woman on Sunday with my wife who went to our church for years. And, you know, the husband's there, her daughter's there, and she died the next day. I visited her the next day, and she died a couple hours later. I don't walk in there thinking I'm, you know, the man who knows what to do. I'm walking in humble. I mean, and you're awkward. You're like, I'm just here to help. I'm just here to love. I'm just here to, in some way, maybe answer a question or put my arm around them. That's what you're doing. Don't think you're walking in there finding the cure for cancer or you're going to do open heart surgery. No. I remember as we were there Sunday, a African-American nurse came in who has a ministry in singing, and she sang Amazing Grace. She just decided she sang a minute of Amazing. I'm telling you, the room was filled with God's presence. So, and I think of these nurses and doctors, they're doing this, they're in the middle of crisis. Maybe we can come in and take that baton for a few minutes to help even a family member that we might know or maybe would trust us because we're part of their church family.
Yeah, you've been listening to Pastor Francis Infuso, and we're really just highlighting that there's a brand new Church Chaplain Academy training, the 2024 chaplaincy training, actually the 29th over 13 years. They've trained up 1,800 people. There's just so many churches that have been involved in this. As a matter of fact, 190 churches. So if your church wants to get involved, if you're a leader and you want to get involved, you can reach out to Chaplain Mark O'Sullivan. You can also also just make sure to look online and look up the Church Chaplaincy Academy. And also, I just want to share a little bit of those details once again. It's an eight-week process, an eight-week training. It's 4 hours a night, and that's going to begin on April 4th, if you could put that in your calendar. $90 a person, and we would sure love to see you there. It's being held at Bridgeway Christian Church, which is out in Roseville, 8150 Industrial Avenue. One of the things that you were saying, Pastor, that really kind of triggered something in my spirit, and that is, so I noticed that, like, God makes a lot of different flavors of people, but two really big categories are people are a little bit more quiet, and then there's loudmouths like me. Like, I walk into a room and you're pretty sure I'm there, right? My voice is loud. I'm a larger, imposing figure, and a lot of people think, you know what? Well, I can't do what they do. Pastor Francis can get up on a stage and he's so good at talking and he can preach and get fired up. Honestly, I want to tell you right now, we have a gentleman at our church. He's been serving with me. He's my longest running employee, Pastor Mark Henkel. And he and I are completely opposite.
I know Mark. He's an amazing guy.
And he is gentle.
He is.
And he is calm. Yeah. And he's thoughtful. And he's a great listener. And what's interesting is, because we're so different, there, a lot of people will look and they'll go, oh, okay, so I see your personality. And then they look over at Mark. And I said, if anything goes wrong in my life, I want Pastor Mark with me. Because he is the Spirit of God in gentleness. He's the one. I don't want me at my bedside. Darn it, I'm too loud. And so if you are gifted, and I really want to tell you this. If you're listening and you are gifted with gentleness, if you're gifted with meekness, which is power under control, if you can be present with people, you don't need to be flashy. Yeah. You don't need to be loud. You don't have to have all the answers. Your heart needs to be bigger than your mouth.
At the biggest times of crisis in people's lives, they're not looking for someone to come and give them a little pep talk.
Nope.
They're looking for compassion, for understanding. If they have a question, you have understanding, but you can give them a little. A little is like a little nosh. It's like a Costco nosh. You're giving them a little, but that little at that moment when they're alone and they're afraid and they're concerned and they need someone who's trusting God for them and with them, you can come alongside and just be a gentle, kind, caring person that they can lean on at that moment.
Yeah. And the other thing that I will say is, let's say, for example, you go through the training and season of life changes some things and you go, you know what, I can't quite serve in this time. The training is invaluable.
Yeah.
You're going to use it no matter where you go, whatever you do. Why? Because there's always crisis somewhere around. And how beautiful it would be if you had that training inside to be able to say, listen, I may not be an active chaplain right now. I did serve for a couple years. But honestly, I've always used that. And you know how much we do that. You know how much you were reading through this list. And you were talking about things like talking through people with substance abuse or domestic violence, bereavement. These are normal life things. You may end up using them with family members. You may end up using them with neighbors. As we are trying to be active believers out in the community, training helps.
Yeah, absolutely. And honestly, those people who have done it wrong and done it right and are able to solve that riddle for you, again, everyone has stepped in it. Everyone has said to someone, when are you going to have birth? Well, actually, I'm not pregnant. You know, glad you brought your mother to the service. Oh, that's my wife. You know, as if you've ever stepped in it and gone, man, I wish I hadn't have done that. Well, they can help you to go, don't come in this ICU room with gangbusters, you know, wanting to get, you know, private time with the husband whose wife's in the bed. That may not happen. You're there to flow with taking place. And that sensitivity can give you understanding on how to process what is going on and what would be most effective at that moment.
Yeah, I mean, in the training, they tell you all these beautiful hints. And one of them is flexibility. You're there to go with the flow. You're not there to establish an agenda. You're simply there to be present. You've been listening to Pastor Francis and Vuso and I talk about the brand new Chaplain Academy that's coming through, and it's actually going to be held at Bridgeway Christian Church this year, and that is Chaplain Marco Sullivan. If you're interested in this information, you can always reach out to him and email him at educationalmin@gmail.com. As a matter of fact, if you are able to, and I'll try to say this two times in a row because you're probably driving and can't write it down, but you can even contact him at 916-343-3299. That's 916-353-343. Did I say 353?
You did, man.
Yeah, see, I have no idea what I'm talking about. This is why you should have done the announcement. Pastor Francis corrected me. 916-343-3299. 916-343-3299. That is Chaplain Marco Sullivan, who has run this for 13 years, trained up 1,800 people. He knows how to equip you and get you ready to go. Pastor Francis, any thoughts about the, have you ever got a chance to go to any of the graduations? We've had a number of those graduations happen.
I've spoken at them, obviously. It is a privilege. When you see them come and they have family members in the audience, and they're clapping for their dad, their brother, their sister, because they realize this is a bucket list issue. This is someone who their whole life had a grace, had a call. And maybe they didn't get a title. Maybe they didn't get to do it full time. But, man, this is their sweet spot. It's like they're a designated hitter. Okay, they're in the game at the right moment of their life. And they are so honored. There's a lot of emotion there because this really is a fulfillment for many of us. Again, the greatest joys in life, Jesus said, is you'll be happier giving than receiving. And many of us are bottled up. We, you know, we have this grace, but we don't have all the opportunity. This will give you a lot of opportunity.
Amen.
And the opportunities will stretch you. But at the end of the day, you'll sleep and go, man, I was able to help a child whose father was in trouble.
Yes.
And I was able to comfort that little child and make them feel like, you know, I'm going to pray with them in the middle of their crisis.
Yeah, one of the things I've noticed with having the chaplaincy around Bridgeway for a number of years now is the camaraderie. That you're with a class, so you're not, and it's not individual training, it's not just training at home. You're actually in a class with other people, and it kind of creates that neat brotherhood, camaraderie to be able to say, listen, we're all on call here. So sometimes you're going to handle it, I'm going to handle it. You're going to end up telling me, hey, actually, I worked with them last week. You might get a call from them. And it creates this beautiful symbiotic relationship amongst the whole team that we've got this. Yeah. It's not a matter of being some solo runner out there or somebody that is a lone wolf. It's actually being a part of a team. Pastor Chaplain Marco Sullivan, he will always be able to kind of encourage that team dynamic.
Yeah.
And so my encouragement is to maybe think through if you're in a season where you have some flexibility with your schedule. So that may be a retirement piece, not so in your case, clearly, Pastor Francis, but other people may have time. and that you would say that God has somewhat opened a season for me to be able to be present with someone. This is a beautiful ministry
Absolutely.
Opportunity.
Yeah, it is. I believe when I've seen the faces of the people who have finished the program, I believe that they really are walking through a vista of opportunity. It's a nexus moment for them. It's their next. And certainly, I have seen over the years those who have worked in the Rock, the church I pastored, as chaplains, were very fulfilled in doing it.
Yeah. So once again, I'm going to go through all that information again just to make sure that everybody has it in case this is something that is resonating in your heart and you thought, well, maybe I would love to be a part of this. We're starting an 8-week training program. It's the Church Chaplaincy Academy, and that is through the Master Chaplain, Marco Sullivan's leadership. It's $90 per person. It's 8 weeks, Thursday night class that takes about 4 hours each time. The training is extraordinary. You get training in victim assistance, emergency response, domestic violence, all kinds of things, mandated reporting. You get so much information to have on your tool belt. And that is going to begin April 4th. And if you want to know more information, you can always reach out to Chaplain Mark directly. Chaplain Mark O'Sullivan has given us an email address to him if you would like to register. That's educational, M-I-N, educational, M-I-N, as in ministry, educational, M-I-N, at gmail.com. or you can actually call him. And if I get the number right, that'd be great. It is 916-343-3299. That is 916-343-3299. This year it is being held in Roseville, and that is at Bridgeway Christian Church at 8150 Industrial Avenue. Thank you so much for listening to the program today. If this is a time that God is tapping on your heart, remember, the way to glorifying his name is through a series of yeses when he prompts you. We'll talk to you next time.
We hope you've enjoyed Pastor to Pastor with our host, Pastor Lance Hahn of Bridgeway Christian Church. If you'd like more information about today's guest, go to thewordsacramento.com under the Programs tab to learn more about our Church of the Week, or call us at 916-924-0710. We appreciate all area pastors and leaders for their selfless commitment to God and our region. Join us next week for another glimpse into God's wonderful and expansive church on Pastor to Pastor.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.